Oliver Wendell Holmes once wrote, "A few can touch the magic string, and noisy fame is proud to win them. Alas for those that never sing, but die with all their music in them." That die with all their music in them. I mean, just imagine if Beethoven or Chopin or Rob Cook ignored that magnificent, beautiful music that was spinning around in their heads. You know? And just, you know, imagine, you know, what if William Shakespeare or Ernest Hemingway or Wayne Dyer said, you know, "I'm just not good at this writing stuff. You know, I just can't do this." You know, or just imagine if Sir Laurence Olivier or Julia Roberts or Dustin Hoffman were too nervous to go to that first audition. You know, just look at what we would have missed. Look at what the world would have missed out on. You know, each of us, you know, most of us are not living up to the best that's within us. We're not following our heart. We're not following our dreams. I believe that the key to success is discovering that potential and the infinite possibilities that lie within us. Jesus had an amazing ability to see the divinity in people, in everyone. And he challenged each one of us to, you know, to see the good, you know, to see the God self, not only in ourselves, but in everyone. You know, he was able to really believe in people so that he could say to them, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed. You know, rise, take up your bed and walk. Move your feet. You know, go and sin no more." And so when we know what to do, the only thing that's left is to do it. And I love Nike has the greatest slogan. What is it? Just do it. Just do it. Yeah. What do you have to lose? You have everything to gain by just doing it. And it's simple. But why then is it so hard? I think it's the challenge of this fifth basic principle. Because when we know that there's only one presence and one power, God the good, in the universe and in our lives, and when we know that there's a divinity within us that is waiting to be acknowledged and expressed, and when we know that we can change our world by changing our thinking, and we know we can connect with God and transform our lives through prayer, then the only thing that's left is to go out and live it. Go live it. We have to live the truth that we know. We have to practice it every single day of our life. And live it. Put it into practice. And go out and move your feet. We just have to move our feet. Or as the expression says, put the rubber to the road. You know, it's one thing to just sit and think how nice it would be, but it's another thing to really start moving your feet and doing what is yours to do. Here we are. We're in the last Sunday of our five-part series, The Power of Principle. And we have been talking for 5 weeks now about the five basic ideas that form the foundation of this unity belief system. Five powerful principles that when you use them, when you work with them, it will improve your life. It will transform your world. The five principles, by now you should have them memorized. The first one, what is it? God is absolute good, everywhere present. There's no place in time or space that God is not. Everywhere present, God is unlimited, unchanging, eternal, all good, all loving, all power, all wisdom, everywhere present. Second principle, every human being is an expression of the divine. The Christ Spirit dwells within all people, within every single person. No exceptions. There is a spark of divinity. The Christ presence is there. God individualized in us as us. Now, not everybody, as we talked about, is expressing it. We're not really all aware of it. And so that's our task, is to become more and more aware of this presence within us. And then our third principle, human beings create their experience by the activity of their thinking. So we become what we think about all day long. We experience what we give our attention to. And so we, in order to change our lives, we need to change our thinking about it. And then the fourth is how we transform our life through prayer, our fourth principle together. Prayer is creative thinking that heightens the connection with God mind. And so our prayers don't change God, they change who? Us. They're for us. They're helping us to connect with God mind, to sync with that mind of God. And then our fifth principle is we put it all together and we put it into action together. Knowing and understanding the laws of life, also called truth, are not enough. We must live the truth. So just owning a set of, you know, exercise equipment, or I don't know how, there are lots of bicycles, stationary bicycles out there that are serving as clothing racks. You know, it doesn't help. You can't just look at your weights. You got to lift them up, and you got to work them. You got to work it in order to have a result. So now that you know these principles, the next thing is to take them out and put them into action and use them every day. Our greatest mistake is believing that we are only human. Eric Butterworth, in the fabulous book, Discover Your the Power Within You, which is actually the book that started Oprah on her spiritual path. She talks about it a lot. And we've got copies in our bookstores. If you haven't read it, it's a must read. But Eric Butterworth once said, "We are human in expression, but we're divine in creation, and we're limitless in potentiality." So yes, we are human in expression, but we were created divine. And we have this limitless potential that is within us, and we must express that potential, that divinity, in everything we say or do, or else we die with that potential locked up within us. Jesus put it this way. He said, "If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. He was an action kind of guy. He didn't let people sit on their butts. He made them get up. He made them walk. He made them move. He said, "You are whole. You are perfect. You are divine. You know these things. Go do them. Go do them." We must take action. That's why unity is called positive, practical, and progressive. Isn't that great? I mean, positive, practical, and progressive. Because we don't just come to church on Sunday morning and sit nice and hear a wonderful message. No, I'm giving you tools. I want you to go out and live it. We take the truth that we know and we go out and we live it every single day of our lives. In ministerial school, we were told that as ministers, we were not going out to comfort the afflicted. We're here to afflict the comfortable. That's my job. And if I'm not afflicting you and you're not squirming in your seats, then I'm not doing my job right. Yeah, because I'm here to make you think. I'm here to make you get out of your comfort zone. I want you to go out and live these principles and work them in your life so there's a transformation in your life. That's what this is all about, isn't it? It's what I think it's all about. And I have the platform. There was a traveler in ancient Greece who lost his way. And as he was walking, he found somebody by the side of the road. And he asked this person, who happened to be Socrates. He said, "How do I get to Mount Olympus?" And Socrates is said to have replied, "Just make sure every step you take goes in that direction." Make sure every step you take goes in that direction. Move your feet. Move your feet. You know, each one of us is in search of our own Mount Olympus, aren't we? You know, we all have dreams for our lives. We all have things that we want to achieve in our life. And sometimes we find ourselves going down the wrong road in the wrong direction. But that's okay. It really is. I don't know how many times in my own life I have found myself in a place that I never intended to be. I mean, hasn't that happened to you? And you wonder, how the heck did I get here? You know, how did I do this? And there are many times that in my life that I've thought and come to the awareness that, you know, I couldn't have gotten to this place without having been somewhere else first. You know? Just like, you know, coming to Unity of Bellevue. I was at Unity North Atlanta. Things started happening there. I just made the decision to leave. About that same time, Reverend John was here at Unity of Bellevue, and he made a decision to leave this church. I sat in meditation, and I asked for guidance. And I moved my feet when, if something was posted about Unity of Bellevue, there was something in me that said, wow. Bill and I never said, let's move to the Pacific Northwest. Let's move from the East Coast to the West, about as far apart from Atlanta to Seattle area, as far apart as you can get. Let's just kind of pick up. No. But I kept moving my feet. I sent my resume. I kept following spirit and following the guidance. And all of a sudden, here I am in Bellevue, Washington. Yeah. But I had to be at Unity North Atlanta first. And all the set of circumstances had to happen there for me to be here. So we're always in our right place, going in the right direction. The good news is that no matter where you find your place in life, you can change directions. You can go a different way. Isn't that, that's good news. Yay, God. Thank you, God. We're not stuck. You're not stuck. Now, there are times you may feel pretty stuck. But you're not stuck. Because when you're moving your feet, the first thing you have to know, you always have a choice. Okay, number one is you always have a choice. Bill has a great saying. He says, it's a whole lot easier to move a car if it's moving, to turn a car around if it's moving. Just think about that. It's a lot, if the car's moving, it's a whole lot easier to turn than if it's stationary. But we get into this mindset that we're stuck, that we're afraid to step out of our comfort zone because we're not sure if it's the right direction to go in. Well, go in some direction. Even if it's not the best direction, you'll be guided and nudged to the right direction. It's a whole lot easier to turn yourself around if you're already moving. So move somewhere. Take a step. Advance confidently in the direction of your dreams, as David Henry Thoreau said. Take that next step. Move your feet. And then after you realize that you have a choice, the next step is be inner-directed, not outer-directed. How often do we listen to that very loud voice of the outer world? Most of the time. It's very distracting. But the truth is you have to listen to the inner voice of spirit, that still small voice within you. You need to be inner directed, not outer directed. We get into wanting happiness and security, and as a culture, we've tried to buy it, steal it, own it, fight for it. But the only way you're going to have true happiness is to change your inner self. But what we do is we try to manipulate the outer circumstances. We move cities, we change partners, we change jobs. We think everything's going to be fine in the outer, but you have to do an inner change within you first. That's where true change really takes root. And when we continue doing the same things, we keep getting the same results, don't we? And they're not sometimes so great. But now we know different, don't we? Don't we? Yeah, we know different. Because continuing to do the same things, we think we're going to get different results. Well, that's the definition of insanity. Oh, wait a minute. I skipped. Let me go back. That's coming up in a minute. Let me finish my 5 points. I kind of got ahead of myself here. There's only one way to achieve our Mount Olympus, and that's by personal radical change within. Within. It's the only way you're going to have lasting change. It's an inside job. And so then our third, let me finish these steps, and we'll go into insanity. But But our third step in moving our feet is to commit to living the truth. You know, take these five basic principles and practice them, because they will change not only your life, but the lives of the people around you, and they will begin to change our world. And then our fourth thing when we're moving our feet is to change your consciousness. It happens first within. You have to first change your consciousness, and then you'll see the outer circumstances shifting. Because we sing, "Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me." And our fifth step is you change your world by changing you first. That's the first thing. So in moving your feet, you know you always have a choice. Make sure you're inner-directed, not outer-directed. Listen to that still, small voice within. Commit to living the truth. Put these principles into practice. Commit to living the truth. Change your consciousness. It's an inside job. And then change your world by changing you first. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said, and sometimes this can be a little confusing, he said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it." Do you agree with that? Lots of people enter through this wide gate. They just heard consciousness. "For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it." What he's talking about here, this wide gate that he's talking about, or this narrow gate, I'm sorry, that he's talking about, is a change in consciousness. Very few are willing to make the change that's necessary. We need to change our thinking that is no longer working for us. And we need to be willing to have our whole life turned upside down. Because if we continue doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results, that's insanity. There we are. You know, what we do, we're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. How crazy is that? It's insane. In order to make a difference, you've got to make a different choice. And then you have to move your feet in that direction. I love looking at different versions of the Bible. One of my favorite is the Message Bible. It's a Bible in contemporary language. The same passage that I just read about the narrow gate. Listen to what this translation is. "Don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff, even though crowds of people do. The way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention." Total attention. The Apostle Paul said something very profound in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." 16 words. And the Apostle Paul has told us what the hugest problem is facing humankind. And he's also told us the key to success in these 16 little words. The problem facing all of us today is what? We're conformed to the world. Surprise. We're focused on poverty, sickness, distrust, negativity. You just listen to the newscast. Look at the cover of any newspaper. But the key to success is to be transformed by the changing of your mind. That's the key to success. You know, life is lived inside out. Transformation's an inside job. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Making a decision to reach for the highest, claiming the divinity that is within you, is as simple, really, as turning on a light bulb. You know, an ordinary light bulb has the potential to illuminate an entire room. All you have to do is turn on the switch. You know, as we talked about last week, as long as the filament is in order and the connections are all made and the plug is plugged in and the electrical current is flowing, the light bulb will produce light. And it doesn't matter if the light bulb's big or small, round or square, yellow or white. It doesn't matter. The light bulb will produce light because it is, after all, a light bulb. And the light will come on if and when you decide to turn on the switch. And so, are you willing and ready to turn on the switch? To go for your dreams, to step out in faith, to move your feet? Because the only thing that's left, you know, when we look at these five basic principles, the last thing is to put them into practice. These five principles are the teachings of Jesus condensed down to the simplest of forms. And I have already given you resources like the five principles to read. I put these principles on little cards that you can carry with you. They're in your bulletin. They're on the website. They're in every single weekly email that we send out. Now all we have to do is practice them and live them. You know and experience the presence of God. Know that you are divine and that divinity is within each person. Know that you can change your thinking and change your life. See the good. See love in everything. Connect with God through prayer. And then put everything together into action. And live the truth. That's practical Christianity. Living the truth. And so every time you change, you begin to change the world around you. And every time you help someone else become the best they can be, you're changed and you're transformed in the process. And so why wait? Now is the time. So I'd like to end with this. It's called Don't Be Afraid to Fail. You failed many times, although you may not remember. You fell down the first time you tried to walk. Did you hit the ball the first time you swung a bat? R.H. Macy failed 7 times before his store in New York caught on. English novelist John Creasy got 753 rejection slips before he published 564 books. Babe Ruth struck out 1,330 times, but he also hit 714 home runs. Don't worry about failure. Worry about the chance you miss when you don't even try. So be the best that you can be. Be all that you came here to be. And express the beautiful music that's within you. And we're so grateful that Rob expresses his beautiful music that's within him. You know, as I stand here and I look out at you, I believe and I say yes to the spiritual perfection, that Christ perfection that I see in each one of you. And so I invite you to say yes to being the best that you can be and to stepping out, to living your truth and to moving your feet and living the truth that you know. Don't miss another moment of your life. Namaste. The divinity within me greets, honors, and celebrates the beautiful, incredible divinity that is within each one of you. Namaste.